And thank you for listening. I'm Station Manager Phil Tower, and this is WYCE's Community Connection for Sunday. It is already June 25th, if you can believe that. And I'm very pleased to be in studio with Courtney Winnell. Courtney is chapter president of the League of Women Voters, Greater Grand Rapids chapter. Also, Kristen Brace is with us. She is board secretary for the League of Women Voters, Greater Grand Rapids chapter. We are here to talk about one of the most important, longest running voting advocacy groups in the country, a great history. And first of all, Courtney and Kristen, thank you for being here. Appreciate having both of you guys here.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you for having us, Phil.
You know, I was doing some research because if you stopped me on the street and said, when was the 19th Amendment passed? First of all, most people would say, what was the 19th Amendment? And they would secondly have no clue when it was passed. But it was August of 1920, which is 103 years ago, which is pretty remarkable. That was when it was ratified and became law, giving women the right to vote in this country. And it's hard to believe it was only about 100 years ago, at least in the terms of the history of the country. But beyond that, voting and voting rights have been really front and center. How does the League of Women Voters fit into all of this? And Courtney Winnell is chapter president, newly elected chapter president. I want to give you a chance to talk about that. Kind of give our listeners, if you will, an overview of the League.
Sure. So the League of Women Voters, as you mentioned, is 103 years old, just celebrated our 103rd anniversary, February 14th of this year. And it was an organization that was born out of the women's suffrage movement. So after working for about seven decades to earn the right to vote or receive the right to vote, the League of Women Voters was founded in 1920 in Chicago. The League is nonpartisan, so meaning we neither support or oppose candidates or political parties at any level of government, but instead we work on vital issues that are of concern to our members and of the public. The League is most notably known for our work on elections, voter registration. You may have seen some of the presidential debates over the years. The League of Women Voters hosted those. Production and distribution of our nonpartisan voter guide, as well as the online iteration of the voter guide, which is Vote 411.
I didn't tell you this, but I'm going to get personal for a second. What attracted you to get involved? I'm always interested in that.
Yeah,
Courtney?
That is a great question. So I was looking for a volunteer organization. So again, the League of Women Voters all volunteer at all levels throughout the country. And I was looking for a volunteer organization. And the League really checked all of those boxes for me. So, you know, the voter registration piece, the mission of the League is empowering voters and defending democracy. And that really spoke to me. And in addition, the League advocates on areas of importance to our members, which include environmental issues, social justice issues, health care. And really, you know, as I was looking for an organization, the League checked all of those boxes of an organization that I felt I would like to be a part of.
And Kristen Brace is here as board secretary because Kristen reached out to me with an email about a poster contest coming up in just a few days here in Grand Rapids. We're going to be talking about that. But Kristen, what got you involved in the League?
Well, similarly to Courtney, I was looking for something that could help me feel like I was being proactive. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times we see things going on in the world and think, wow, what can I do to change that? And I researched the League and saw not only its long history throughout the United States, but here locally, and just really want to be part of all of the good work that the League is doing. And it's been wonderful. I think that we've grown quite a bit. We have a growing membership over the last few years and are always looking to introduce new people to the League.
Normally, I would ask this at the end of our conversation. If people are listening into us right now and really maybe inspired about what you guys said, especially knowing we're on the cusp of a presidential election, I'm kind of holding my breath when I say that because we've all been through 2020 and I want to get serious about that for a moment. But how can people listening get involved with the League? And it is the League of Women Voters. Do you allow men?
It is the League of Women Voters. The name has not been changed because of the long history, but the League membership is open to women and men.
That's what I thought.
Anyone 16 and older, and really anyone with a vision that, you know, shares the mission of the League, empowering voters and defending democracy. And, you know, speaking of getting involved, we actually have our annual membership meeting coming up this Sunday, the 25th, at 2 p.m. at Huff Park, which is a great great way to learn more about the league and find out additional information and connect with league members. We also have a website, which is lwvggr.com, to find out more information on our local league chapter. And we also have an active presence on social media, including Facebook and Instagram.
You've got a great website, including Michigan voter information links, trusted fact-checking sources, and a lot of other things you can take a look at, including a calendar for all the events coming up. We will talk about the Go Vote poster contest, the student art and judging reception. That's coming up in just a few days. But again, as you heard Courtney say, the website is lwvggr.com. And if you're hearing this conversation on Sunday morning, the 25th, 2 p.m. this afternoon for the annual meeting, right? At
Huff
Park.
Correct.
So you can check that out. Okay, the elephant in the room is there's a lot of unfortunate mistrust in elections. It very disheartening, I think, for many people will realize there's such a divisiveness and a divide in this country. And it's a great opportunity, I would think, for the league to get involved and to educate. Can you talk about that? And I'll just have you both weigh in on that because we're living through this time right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Yes, there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation out there when it comes to elections and our election systems. And we encourage people to participate, you know, in that process. You know, everything is very open and transparent. And that's one thing our local league has participated in these last few years here. There's testing of the voting machines that occurs in every jurisdiction ahead of every election. Those testing sessions are open to the public and subject to Freedom of Information, or Open Meetings Act, rather. Mm-hmm. So anyone is invited to attend those. As well as the canvass that occurs after the election when the votes are officially tabulated. So, you know, we encourage people to participate, you know, in those events if they want to learn more and actually see the process. And we actually have league members that volunteer on both sides of the election, you know, either observing the testing of the machines as well as observing the Board of Canvassers meetings, you know, just to say we've had a nonpartisan set of eyes on the process from start to finish.
I think that's really helpful. And not only that, you said something which is very key. It's not a partisan thing. It's just wanting everyone in this great country of ours to trust the fact that voting is true and just, and your vote counts. And, you know, a lot of that disinformation has been very harmful. Fortunately, there are a lot of people, including a lot of League of Women Voter chapters across the country, you know, helping to get the correct information out there. We are in the studio with Courtney Winnell. Courtney is the chapter president for the League of Women Voters Greater Grand Rapids chapter. Also, Kristen Brace is here, board secretary for the League and the Grand Rapids chapter. And as we just mentioned a little bit ago, if you'd like to learn more, lwvggr.com. Kristen emailed me to talk about a poster contest that's coming up in just a few days. First of all, I'm assuming all the entries are in. Give us the lowdown on this.
They are. Yes. Okay. So this is our first. It's the first year of the Go Vote poster contest.
Okay.
It was open to all Kent County high school students. And we asked them to submit original art focusing on the importance of using our votes to influence the direction of our democracy. And we received several entries. And so, yes, we've gone through the whole judging process and selected the first, second, and third place winners. All the students will receive cash prizes. And then at the upcoming reception that we keep alluding to, we will unveil the artwork and honor those students and then also the judges that helped us select the winners.
And that's going to be at the Grand Rapids Art Museum downtown. On Monroe Center, June 29th, 6 p.m. Open to the public?
It's open to the public. The Graham has free admission on Thursday evening, so come on in.
Perfect.
Join the event. We'll have some light refreshments. You can talk to a league member if you're interested in learning more about the league. And it's really about celebrating our students who are young or up-and-coming voters. And then the galleries will also be open to tour afterwards until 8 p.m.
That'd be great. And I'm so glad you're doing this. I heard you say first annual. Hopefully you'll do it again next year. So if there are some inspired parents out there with some creative students at home, you'll want to be alert for that. And we'll certainly let you know about it when that window opens in the future with the League of Women Voters Greater Grand Rapids chapter. Again, that's June 29th, which is Thursday, at the Art Museum. As Kristen just said, the Art Museum is open free, which is really cool. And the event starts at 6 p.m. And they're going to display these posters in the Art Museum, right?
They sure are, which we're just so excited about for these students. Like, what an honor as a high schooler to see your art at the Grand Rapids Art Museum. The work will be on display through July 29th. So a whole month. It will be in the, I can't remember the name of the room, but it's along Monroe Center. It's a new, a newly revamped space there.
Somewhere at the Art Museum.
Yes. If you go in, someone will know.
And you know, the cool thing, and I hope you can maybe do this in the future, is some of those posters would be really cool to have a print made and take home.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Courtney said, for our radio audience, she held up a finger.
We actually are ahead of you here on that. Great. So the winning artwork is actually going to be featured on a tote bag that can be purchased through the league website.
All right, great.
So those tote bags will be unveiled at the reception next Thursday at the Graham.
Terrific. And again, you can learn more, League of Women Voters, Greater Grand Rapids chapter. Courtney Winnell is the voice you just heard, chapter president. You had mentioned there are some important things still coming up down the road for the league. Obviously, we're here at the end of June, which is shocking alone how fast this year has gone. 6 months away from 2024, and really the presidential election is already ramped up. What should our listeners know about some of your upcoming events, Courtney?
Sure. So, you know, when people think of elections, you know, they think of voter registration more kind of in time with those elections, but that's something that the league works on year-round and even in off-election times. So we actually have a big initiative that we do every fall during Art Prize. We're invited by the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum to provide voter registration for the community in front of the museum, kind of in the foyer area during Art Prize. So if you visit Art Prize this fall, you'll find our members sitting at a table there registering voters and providing educational materials. With the recent changes that we have seen that are currently being implemented as a result of a couple of citizens' petition drives, the league is working on educating the community on the newly expanded voting rights that are currently being rolled out. We provide a book club through the League of Women Voters. Okay. Every quarter, we meet at Books and Mortar. League members, as well as, again, it's open to the community, anyone who wants to participate. We'll be meeting for our next book club on July 26th, again, at Books and Mortar. And this book club discussion will be focused on Lessons in Chemistry, is the book that we're reading.
Okay, terrific. And they can learn more about these events and especially the voter registration. I'm going to guess you could certainly use some extra people to help with that at Art Prize time, right?
Absolutely. If anyone's interested, you know, in helping to register the community to vote, we are always looking for volunteers. It's not something that you need to have prior experience in. You know, we're happy to train you in, you know, all of the requirements associated with that.
We also partner with a lot of different organizations around town. We work with the libraries and other nonprofits. So if you are someone who works at an institution like that and have a group of people that might need help registering, then please get in touch for that as well, and we can set up a time to come do that.
Now, there even could be somebody listening to us that runs a small business, maybe with 30 or 40 employees, and wants to educate them about getting registered. That would be another great opportunity.
Absolutely. We will show up whenever and wherever there's a need to register voters.
Have need, Courtney says, will travel. It's as simple as that. Most importantly, get out and get registered. A lot of people make the assumption, you know, you can move and your registration goes with you. That's not true. And you need to remember that, especially if you've, you know, moved out of your voting area. A lot of people are moving these days, so keep that in mind, and you can always check that through the links in the League of Women Voters Greater Grand Rapids chapter website, lwvggr.com. We've covered a lot of ground. Any final thoughts real quickly from either one of you? You want to leave with our listeners?
I'd like to just do another plug for the vote411.org website. A lot of people don't know about that, and the league solicits responses directly from candidates from all political parties. They choose whether or not they want to respond, and we leave their responses unedited. So you can actually go in, type in your address, get your races for the upcoming election, and find the responses from all of the candidates running for office in your jurisdiction. It's a very helpful tool. I use it every election myself.
Vote411.org.
Yes.
.org. Vote411.org. Take advantage of that, as you heard Kristen say. Lots of important information. We're going to have you guys back on because we have an election year coming up, and we'll take care of that. Courtney Winnell, chapter president, and Kristen Brace, board secretary, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
They've been our guest on WYCE's Community Connection. That's our program. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you again next week.